Samsung Galaxy S9, OnePlus 6 and Google Wireless, Oculus Go. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host,
David Cannon. All right then, hello, I'm David Cannon, and this is the Friday News Update, episode 35 for Friday the 27th of July 2018. We have some big Samsung rumors and two brand new phones from Xiaomi to get through on today's show. So let's get going. This is the Friday News Update from Tech Chat with David Cannon. And first up this week, as I just said, Xiaomi have announced two brand new phones called the Mi A2 and A2 Lite. They're both budget phones. They're both under 300 euros, which is really, really good. And they both have Android One, which is Google's stock Android program. So basically any phones with Android One just have stock Android. There's nothing added on, no fancy custom interfaces or anything. You're just getting stock Android, fast updates, and you get all the Google apps built in, like Google Photos. You also get Google Lens and Google Assistant. A lot of people do really, really like that. And Nokia have started doing these as well. And you'll remember last year we got the Mi A1, which also had Android One. The Mi A2 is the sequel to the Mi A1, and it's got some very nice upgrades. So first of all, the main feature of this phone is the dual cameras on the back. We're getting 12 megapixel and 20 megapixel dual cameras, and they have been set up to take really, really good photos in the dark. So they use pixel binning, which is basically combining, in this case, 4 pixels or groups of pixels, and that lets you take brighter photos. Both lenses also have wide apertures of right about f1.75, which is really good on a budget phone. And the 12 megapixel lens also has large pixels. They are 1.25 micrometers in size, and that means they can take even better photos in the dark. And we also get that really, really popular background blurring effect on the front and back cameras. We are getting an updated design as well. There's no notch somehow, but we are getting a very nice curved back. It's very, very similar to the design of the OnePlus 5 and 5T. We get a bezel-less screen, and it is really, really thin, and as I say, there is a curved back and iPhone X style dual camera arrangements, as well as a fingerprint sensor. And that screen, by the way, is 6 inches round about. It's full HD and it's just a normal LCD screen, but it's not going to be too bad. We're also getting a Snapdragon 660, which is brilliant. Start at 4 gigs of RAM with 32 gigs of storage. And we're also getting a 3000 milliamp hour battery, which shouldn't be too bad. It should last you about a day, especially with that Android One stock Android. So that's going to start at 250 euros, and you'll be able to buy it in Europe, though not in the UK right now, unfortunately, later this month. We also saw the Mi A2 Lite, which this time does have a notch, but it's a very small notch. Again, we get Android One, and you also get a 5.8 inch screen, which is full HD, and you're getting 12 megapixel and 5 megapixel cameras on the back. But but they are also set up to take really good photos in the dark, just not quite as good as the Mi A2 because they don't have pixel binning. They do have larger pixels though, and we're also getting a Snapdragon 625, which is fantastic for the price. We'll talk about that in a minute. And we're getting a huge 4,000 milliamp per hour battery. That is big. And there is a fingerprint sensor on the back as well. It starts at 179 euros, which is pretty incredible. That is cheap for a phone like this. And that is 3 gigs of RAM and 32 gigs of storage. Next up, XDA developers have been taking a look at the Tab S4 software, which is an upcoming tablet from Samsung. Sam Mobile got their hands on some early software, and XDA developers have been hunting through this, and they found some of the stuff the S Pen in the Note 9 will be able to do. So first of all, we're going to be able to control music. You're going to be able to play, pause, and skip tracks. You're also going to be able to open apps with the S Pen. You can configure that in an app, and it'll also let you do certain things in certain apps, though we don't know any more than that for now. It'll let you unlock the phone if the S Pen is away from the phone, and we will also be able to take photos by pressing the button on the S Pen. So a lot of this stuff has already been rumoured, but this just confirms it all pretty much. And we're going to see the Note 9 as well as the Tab S4 next month on the 9th at Samsung's Galaxy Unpacked event. And another thing we may see next month at that same event is the Galaxy Watch, because that just popped up on Samsung's website this week, unintended, accidentally. And there's no specs, no features, no price, but we do get an image of the watch. So we're going to get a circular rotating bezel, just like we do on all Samsung watches. That lets you control the interface really, really easily. And there are some marks on the bezel to make it look a bit more like a normal watch, because on a normal watch, you get these marks to tell you what time the watch hand is pointing to. On a smartwatch, it's kind of useless, but it makes it look fancy, I guess. And you're also going to get another thin bezel inside that rotating bezel. That's a black bezel, and then inside that you're gonna get the screen, which shows a watch face similar to those that have been on Tizen in the past. That's the OS Samsung have used on their watches in the past, so that looks like we're gonna get Tizen on the Galaxy Watch, though they could have just ported over the watch face to Wear OS, I guess. And we're also gonna get two buttons on the side. One's a home button, one's a back button, and we get two little bars sticking up from the rotating bezel to hold the watch band, which looks an awful lot like the Apple Watch's woven nylon band. This watch came in rose gold, again, kind of copying the Apple Watch, and it is 42 millimeters. That's the size of this particular one, though we'll probably get other sizes, but then again, kind of copying the Apple Watch. But that does tell us a lot about the Galaxy Watch, especially what it will look like. And finally, Corning have announced the latest version of Gorilla Glass, named Gorilla Glass 6, that's going to go on flagships later this year and in 2019, like the Pixel 3 and probably the Galaxy S10 as well. It can survive 15 1-meter drops, and it's also been manufactured to survive higher drops as well as multiple drops really well. That's it for now. Thanks for listening and goodbye.